Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, welcome everyone to this week's Hashtag Finance Master show. Very excited about the show today because it's going to get very spacey. We'll talk about technology in 2035 and how that's going to be used in the finance function. It's a prediction, of course, and if there is something that's difficult to predict about, it's how technology is going to develop. We were 4 or 5 years back and mentioned that generative AI is going to revolutionize the world. People would be like, yeah, probably not going to happen. But it did happen, and here we are. So imagine what 10 years out in the future can do. So, earlier today, re-released the blog post, what tech stack will the finance function of the future be built on? And of course, no one can predict what technology will be available in 2035. The best way to make such a prediction is to start with what's available today and extrapolate those capabilities into the future. Next, we can look at what emerging technologies are available today but not used at scale. Finally, we can consider technologies currently being built or only imagined and guess how they could be used in the future. A few years ago, I recorded a video talking about automation in finance. In the blog post from today, you can go and watch that video. We are showcasing how it's possible to, in finance operations, go to a rate of automation of 95%. Of course, you gotta broaden that out to more than just finance operations, but it's still pretty interesting to watch show. So do go and check that out. Maybe we can leave a link to it in the show notes as well. We have already made significant progress in automating transactional activities. And as we've described in this blog and previous weeks, the ambition is to achieve 100% automation. This is mostly possible with the tools available today, and in 2035, these will only improve. Automation is further behind in specialized and business finance, but we've already seen forecasting automated, for instance. Using generative AI software, companies are already building digital humans who can do scenario and business analysis and prepare presentation summaries. In short, automation is coming to almost every process we can imagine. Of course, it's coming to the finance function too. Here's the first question for you. What technologies are you using today in your finance function? While you think about that, we will look at more emerging technologies. You may now boldly claim that everything that can be automated has been automated or is about to. And while that has some truth to it, we should also expect that current automation technologies like RPA will be replaced by more advanced technologies. Furthermore, proclaiming that everything has been automated also assumes that we are satisfied with the outputs from the finance function today. That's not the case at all. New technologies should significantly increase the value add from the finance function. With that in mind, let's consider the current technology landscape, which focuses on more emerging technologies. First one is artificial intelligence and machine learning. Machine learning is a subset of artificial intelligence, but shouldn't be news to you anymore. But advanced AI or ML platforms, you can use those to be the core of finance operations. Predictive analytics, automated decision-making, natural language processing, enable real-time financial analysis, fraud detection, and risk management. Over a wide playing field there, we've just touched upon the first bit. AI-powered RPA. AI-enhanced RPA tools will handle repetitive tasks like data entry, reconciliation, report generation with minimal human intervention. We've already talked about this. The next one, I don't know if I'm high on it yet or what to really think about it. But blockchain and distributed ledger technology, or DLT. I get the concept, I get the potential, but I'm still doubtful whether it's going to work or not. But let's see. So one thing is smart contracts. These self-executing contracts with the terms directly written into the code, will fundamentally automate transactions, compliance, and orderly processes. It makes sense. Let's see if it can actually work at scale. And then we have decentralized or DeFi platforms. So finance functions may utilize these DeFi for transparent and secure cross-border transactions, asset management, and fundraising. So a bit maybe outside the classical finance function scope, but maybe more for treasury, for instance. And then there's cloud computing, hybrid and multi-cloud environments. So finance functions operate on hybrid and multi-cloud platforms, allowing scalability, flexibility, and cost efficiency. And then there's FaaS, finance as a service. So on-demand cloud-based financial services will be standard, enabling finance teams to plug into various financial tools and services as needed. So we don't necessarily need the capabilities in-house. We can basically tap into already existing platforms. Probably very powerful for small and mid-sized companies, while the larger companies would probably build these capabilities themselves. Data analytics and big data is probably a bit like digital transformation 10 years ago. Today, it's more reality, something we work with, rather than a concept that we're describing. So real-time data analytics platforms, advanced analytics tools will enable continuous monitoring of financial performance and predictive insights using vast amounts of structured and unstructured data. And then we talk about data lakes and warehousing. We actually piloted, let's say, the concept of the data universe in previous shows. You may recall that as well, the evolution of the data lake, which is an evolution of the data warehouse, which is an evolution of your Excel database or whatever you have used before. So finance functions, of course, will rely on sophisticated data lakes and warehouses, aggregate data from multiple sources for comprehensive analysis. It's probably already happening today. And there's the topic of cybersecurity privacy technologies. Here we could imagine quantum-resistant encryption. So as quantum computing becomes a reality, quantum-resistant encryption technologies will be needed to protect financial data from potential breaches. That's an arms race. Criminals on the one hand, companies, individuals, governments, and whatever. On the other hand, we're trying to protect themselves. And it's not easy. It's a tough job. And the other one is zero trust architecture. Security models will shift towards a zero trust framework, where every access request is verified regardless of the source. It may become a bit of a pain in the butt because now already today with two-factor verification, everything else, it's a lot of verifications before we can actually access the system and information that we're looking for. But if the alternative is an open structure where cyber threats can just walk straight in, I probably prefer a few more verifications, to be honest. Next, ERP and integration platforms. Intelligent ERP systems is the future of ERP systems. It will be highly integrated with AI, perhaps blockchain, not sure yet, and cloud services, allowing seamless financial operations, budgeting and forecasting to compliance and reporting. Already today, we see API-driven integration. APIs will connect various financial systems, tools, and external data sources, allowing real-time data flow and interoperability between disparate systems. Now, with APIs, there's a bit of caveat to it. So every API you have, you also need to maintain it. And if something changes in either system, you'll have to update it. So actually, every single API that you have will be expensive in the end to operate. So the more integrated information systems landscape you can have, the better. Well, of course, you need to integrate the ways systems outside of finance if it's not all part of future ERP systems. Next one is human AI collaboration tools. We're already seeing the beginning of this today as well. So we can imagine augmented decision-making platforms where tools that combine human intuition with AI insights will be critical for strategic decision-making in companies, not just in finance. And then we can even talk about virtual and augmented reality for finance. Maybe we'll see VR AI tools be used for immersive financial modeling, training, and scenario analysis. Again, I said we're going to be spacey here, and we haven't even gotten to the real spacey part yet. We can imagine it. it's possible today, maybe not so much used in finance. I did a short stint at a solar cell company, solar park company. And in their office, they actually had VR simulators where you could take a tour in a solar park without actually going to the solar park. So I'm sure we can imagine lots of uses for finance as well. Then there is about regulatory technology and compliance automation. Now, it's an important task for finance to handle these towers, but maybe a lot of it can be automated. So we'll maybe see automated compliance systems where leveraging AI and blockchain, perhaps these systems will ensure continuous compliance with evolving regulations, automatic audits, and reporting. Perhaps we can imagine AI-driven tax engines, so advanced tax engines to optimize tax planning and compliance globally, accounting for multiple jurisdictions and regulations. Now, it's almost impossible for humans today to comprehend the tax codes around the world and the interoperability of those. And time and time again, massive fines being levied on companies because they get this and, of course, other things wrong as well. But it is rules-based, so maybe it could be automated. Then there is around ESG reporting tools. We talked a lot about ESG on this channel here as well. So, of course, we'd like to see some integrated ESG reporting platforms. Because there's a growing focus on ESG factors, finance folks should rely on platforms, integrate financial and non-financial data for comprehensive ESG reporting analysis, because finance is taking ownership of ESG reporting. If it hasn't happened in your company yet, it should. And finally, if we talk about tools today that we can extrapolate to the future, we'll also talk about user experience and collaboration tools. Intuitive AI-driven dashboards, for instance, that are customizable dashboards powered by AI, will present complex financial data in an accessible manner for various stakeholders. So imagine that you have a salesperson who doesn't even stand out about numbers, but you need insights from the sales team's performance or how is your client portfolio looking like. The dashboard can intuitively transform itself to something that's easily understood by a salesperson. It would be nice, wouldn't it? Because today we spend a lot of time as finance professionals thinking about how to adapt our communication. The AI can help us in the future. And finally, next generation collaboration platforms. These will support real-time collaboration across global finance teams, integrating communication, documentation, and project management tools. This suite of emerging technologies should excite most CFOs and hopefully all of you too about the finance function they can build in 2035. And if history is any predictor of future outcomes, we should probably let the walkthrough rest here. That's because new technologies take at least 5 to 7 years before they're considered implementable in the finance function. Well, we'll dare to be bold and consider what could become the finance function in 2035. The technologies we can already dream about today comes available by then. Before we do that, question for you. Have you started using any of the emerging technologies that we have outlined here? Let us know in the comments. Curious to hear. And a LinkedIn user here is probably responding to one of the questions saying they're using AI technology. Great. In a sense, saying blockchain and cryptocurrencies. Yeah, if you are into crypto, you are, of course, using blockchain. Goes without saying. And a polar in here from Ireland. Great. Salma say they're using data analytics. Another user saying cloud computing. Someone says e-signature. Great to hear about all of these. And Salma says AI as well. Data analytics and big data. Yes. Great to hear using technology out there. Of course, using technology, but also some of these emerging technologies here that we have imagined for a while could be useful in finance, but perhaps haven't really used them at scale yet. So do more of that piece. It is absolutely needed for the finance function of the future. If you have just tuned in, again, there was no way of tuning in from. We're talking about the tech stack of the finance function in 2035, and the spaceship is about to take off. Depends on who looks at it, but we have some only imagined technologies today that could potentially be the emerging technologies of 2035, where leading finance functions are using. First is quantum finance engines. So if we talk about quantum computing for finance, by 2035, quantum computing may have evolved to the point where it's fully integrated into finance operations. Quantum finance engines could perform complex calculations and optimizations at unprecedented speeds, enabling, we always talk about real time. I don't know if there's something faster than real time, but it definitely enabled real time. Large scale simulations of financial markets, risk assessments, and portfolio optimizations that were previously impossible. These engines could model entire economies, allowing finance teams to predict market movements with unparalleled accuracy. And oh man, the insights that can come from this. This is looking at externally, but just think about using it on your own company data, matching that external data. Wow, crazy. The next one is sentient financial AI. Self-evolving AI systems. Not sure what to think about this one. Obviously, if you're watching futuristic movies and thinking about AI, if it's self-evolving, where's the limit? I don't know. But let's talk about it. Imagine AI systems that are not just programmed to learn from data, but can self-evolve, adapt, and even develop new financial strategies independently. These sentient AI systems could autonomously manage entire finance functions, from treasury management to strategic planning, constantly learning and improving without human intervention. They could anticipate changes in market, regulatory environments, and even societal trends, making them indispensable partners in financial decision-making. Now, we already talked about the story from the past where we hear about an AI scientist in 2018 who said if he had $6.5 billion, he could automate the entire finance function of a large oil and gas company. So it was possible already 2018. So it's also possible in 2035. The difference, price tag will be a lot lower. Again, yet to be seen if this is the way we're going, but at least there is something to think about. The third one is neuroeconomic interfaces. Brain-computer interfaces for financial decision-making. By 2035, we might see the development of neuroeconomic interfaces, which allow finance professionals to interact directly with financial models, data, and simulations using brain signals. These interfaces could enable instantaneous analysis and decision-making, merging human intuition with the computational power of AI. Imagine analyzing a complex financial report or executing a trade just by thinking about it. The interface translating neural signals into precise actions. If you're executing trades, probably needs to be some safeguards, but if you are standing in a room full of decision makers discussing scenarios, what a brainstorm would make there, right? Okay, three down, two to go. Next one, synthetic economies and virtual finance worlds. Hyper-realistic virtual economies, talk about that. Synthetic economies could be fully immersive virtual environments where finance professionals simulate, test, and refine economic policies, financial strategies, and business models. AI and advanced modeling technologies will power these virtual worlds, allowing users to create and interact with digital representations of entire economies, industries, or companies. The insights gained from these simulations could then be applied to real-world scenarios, effectively reducing risk and uncertainty in decision-making. So here we're not talking about the metaverse, which is a live digital world. We're talking about a simulation world, but with unparalleled variables where we can simulate. It's almost like a business game, if you will, right? But just scale and way of working that we've never seen before. Okay, here comes the final one. Stays a bit within the blockchain universe, if you will. Decentralized autonomous finance organizations. Self-governing financial entities, DAFOs, or whatever you want to call it, could radically shift how finance functions operate. These entirely autonomous blockchain-based entities manage financial operations without human oversight. governed by smart contracts and AI, Davos would handle everything from payroll and procurement to investment and strategic planning. They could operate across borders, automatically adhering to local regulations and optimizing operations based on real-time data. These organizations would be transparent and incorruptible and could potentially operate 24/7 without the need for traditional management structures. So, few options here that seemingly, at least, completely eliminate the need for the finance function. We'll talk about next week, not necessarily with these options here, me, but what the continuous technological development means for the finance professional. So don't worry, we believe that there is still a place for you in the future as well. It's not likely that any of these technologies will be used in the finance function by 2035. However, at that time, it may be like the emerging technologies of today, which we need to plan to implement. So knowing far in advance that they may be coming will help us plan our technology stack better and avoid making substantial investments in short-lived technology. Are you still with me here on the spaceship, or have you already left somewhere in orbit, at least around Earth? I don't know. But at least it's interesting to imagine what the tech stack could look like if we bring in these, some would say, wild imaginations. Final question for you today. Do you have a technology roadmap for the coming years? And what does it look like? So you need that to start planning today. Again, curious to hear. Let's just take today's show to the finish line. So how can you start planning today? Plan today for the tech stack you'll work on in 2035 is, of course, challenging. However, knowing what's available and what will become available in the coming decade, you can start to build your roadmap. Referring to the vision of thinking AI first, we have shared a simple framework for identifying and measuring your AI adoption. This should feed into your short-term roadmap covering the next 3 years. You'll need to project how far this takes your AI adoption, and then consider which emerging technologies are needed to make it 100%. It's important that your plan is flexible and scalable, as you may want to hold off making certain investments until more prominent technologies become available. It's not an easy exercise, yet with proper foresight, you can create a finance function that is relatively cheaper and better than competitions. This show and the blog that we released today should give you an overview of what to expect. And you must take this into account with your leadership team to facilitate a discussion to create the short and long-term roadmap. We have talked about lots of technologies and possibilities today, but if you think there are technologies we haven't covered that are going to play a significant role, let us know in the comments. We'd want to learn too. I'm sure you have a lot of insights that we can learn from also. So don't hold back. Today was a trip aboard the spaceship. Next week, we'll come down to Earth again and look at us humans. What does all this mean for the finance professional of 2035? You know, let me give you some views on that, and hopefully you will share your perspectives as well. With that, it's the end of today's show. And until next week, I'll see you out there on LinkedIn. Remember, you can always write me and catch me up there. So see you next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.